at the FIFA headquarters. A statement from FIFA says the conference, entitled Equality Through Reform, brings together a wide range of voices from sports and wider society to discuss ways in which women's football and women in football can be further promoted, particularly in light of FIFA's recent reforms. New FIFA President Gianni Infantino, Abe Wambach, Christine Hetero, Sunil Gulati, and tennis legend Billie Jean King are among the high-profile figures who will be speaking. A short while ago, Samoa former Football Federation CEO Sarai Berman, who is the only female on the FIFA Reform Committee, explained how to turn policy into action.
I think it needs to be a two-pronged approach. It has to happen from the top down. We're talking about from FIFA level through the new council down through the confederations, but it also needs to come from the bottom up, and this is where the grassroots comes into it. This is where, you know, the women who are out there every day, and men, at the member associations, on the ground level, in the activities, part of the development, running the competitions, it has to come from that level too. And it's important that there is some education and communication that goes down to that level to let them know what has happened. I mean, I was really surprised in the Women's Leadership Conference in Amsterdam a few days ago that there were some women in the room who weren't aware about the reforms that had passed and what had been done at that level. So the communication all the way down through the chain to the bottom, it's got to happen.
In his opening remarks, new FIFA President Gianni Infantino reiterated the important role women can play in football administration.
I firmly believe that women are part of the solution. And that's why I'm also happy that this conference takes place here today, because it shows where we want to go. It shows that we can speak about things, which is already, I think, quite a big progress. It shows that we can speak about this in a very open way, and it shows that we can move things and we can make things happen in reality, because this goes also to the top-down approach, but also to the bottom-up approach, to the education, to the discussion, to the bringing to everyone this message and try to convince everyone to make the things happen.
The conference coincides with the annual celebration of International Women's Day, which takes place Tuesday, March 8th, and provides an annual focal point for women in sports and leadership. It also forms part of FIFA's commitment to promote, develop, and invest in women's football so that the sport and those who play it can grow to their full potential across the world.
Visit VOA's website at www.voanews.com. You can read in-depth reports from VOA correspondents around the world. You can also download audio and video files and play them on your computer or portable MP3 player. www.voanews.com. Online news for a changing world.
This is the Sunny Side of Sports. Now for more sports news, let's go to Johannesburg, South Africa, and join Daybreak Africa's Mark Ouma. Mark begins with rugby.
South Africa beat hosts United States of America 21-10 in the bronze medal playoff at the IRB 7 Series in Las Vegas, Nevada State on Sunday. Japan beat Kenya 19-14 in the semifinal of the plate category. Turning to football, hosts Zambia outplayed Namibia 3-1 in the 2016 Women's Africa Cup of Nations qualifier in Lusaka on Sunday. Algeria pipped their visitors Ethiopia by a solitary goal in Algiers. On Saturday, hosts Botswana went on the rampage, beating Mauritius 7-0 in Lobatse, some 70 kilometers south of the capital, Gaborone. Burkina Faso and Tunisia drew 0-0 in Ouagadougou, as did Mali and Morocco in Bamako. Senegal edged Guinea 1-0 in Dakar. Earlier on Friday, Zimbabwe came from behind to edge hosts Tanzania 2-1 in Dar es Salaam. In athletics, Lucas Rotich clocked 2 hours 9 minutes and 11 seconds to win the Lake Biwa Marathon in Japan on Sunday. Third-placed Tanzanian Alphonse Simba was 8 seconds behind Rotich. In cycling, Lithuanian Tomas Vaitkas won the Tour of Oran, some 420 kilometers west of the Algerian capital Algiers on Saturday. Algeria's Saidi Nassim was second ahead of Eritrea's Tesfom Okumba Mariam. This is the second stage in the Grand Tour of Algeria, where cyclists stand to gain valuable points to qualify for the Rio de Janeiro Olympics. In disability sports, hosts Algeria prevailed in both the men's and women's contests at the Africa Gold Ball Championship in Algiers on Saturday. Algeria outclassed Egypt 7-2 in the men's final, while Morocco dismissed Tunisia 14-4 in the bronze medal playoff. Earlier on, Algeria beat Egypt 11-1 to win the women's contest as Morocco placed third. Consequently, Algeria qualified for the men's and women's gold ball event at the 2016 Rio de Janeiro Paralympics.
That was Mark Omar reporting from Johannesburg, South Africa. Thanks, Mark. Now, in athletics, Olympic 1500 meters silver medalist Gamze Bulut has been provisionally suspended from pending an IAAF investigation into a possible doping violation. Turkey's NTV television reports that abnormalities were found in Bulut's blood samples from 2011, 2012, and 2013. The 23-year-old is the fifth 2012 Olympic finalist to face drug allegations, along with fellow Turk Asli Katil Apletekin. Apletekin has since been stripped of her gold medal and banned for 8 years. Natalia Kareva of Belarus and Russian athlete Yekaterina Kostekaskaya, who finished seventh and ninth respectively, have since been banned by the IAAF for biological passport abnormalities. Ethiopian-born Swede Abebe Aragawi, who finished fifth in London, was suspended last week pending an investigation after testing positive for a banned substance. Meanwhile, there have been changes to the IAAF gold label races. Rabat will become the first African city to host a Diamond League meeting later this year, but New York has been dropped from the calendar. The Moroccan capital will host this season's third meeting on May 22nd. IAAF President Lord Coy said in a statement that the General Assembly of the Diamond League meeting in Zurich, Switzerland, has decided to include Rabat, Morocco, as a new host city for the prestigious global series of one-day athletics meetings. Rabat replaces New York with immediate effect for the 2016 season. The U.S. retains one Diamond League meeting in Eugene, Oregon. Morocco has previously hosted other IAAF events, including the 2014 Intercontinental Cup in Marrakech. Now, the 2016 IAAF Diamond League calendar stands as follows. It kicks off in Doha, Qatar on May 6th, moves to Shanghai, China on May 14th, on 22nd May to be Rabat, Morocco, May 28th is Eugene, USA, then Rome, Italy hosts this on June 2nd. Birmingham, Great Britain is on June 5th. Also Norway is on June 9th. Stockholm, Sweden will be June 16th. Monaco will be on July 15th. And then the London Marathon in Great Britain will be on 22nd to 23rd July. Lausanne in Switzerland follows on August 25th. Paris, France will be August 27th. Then Zurich, Switzerland, will be on September 1st and then conclude in Brussels, Belgium, on September 9th. Still in athletics, Kenyan David Rudisha on Saturday began the Olympic year with a win in the 800 meters at the IAAF World Challenge meeting in Melbourne. In his first outing for 2016, Rudisha clocked 1.44.78. 20-year-old Australian Luke Matthews chased Rudisha all the way home to smash his personal best by more than a second. Matthews' 1.45.16 was his first time under the Olympic qualifying standard. Rudisha and Matthews were the standouts of a meeting traditionally strong on middle distance, but there were also impressive performances from Ryan Gregson in winning the 1500 meters and Madeline Hills in the women's steeplechase.
What's better than the sunny side of sports? More sunny side of sports. Listen to our new expanded show now on VOA Africa.
In boxing, Lucas Brownie stopped defending champion Rashan Chagayev in the 10th round to win the WBA
heavyweight title in Russia. The Australian, who is managed by Rick Hatton, was knocked down in the sixth round, but floored Uzbekistan's Chagayev with a big right. Brownie, who improves his record 24 wins with no defeat, followed up with a series of right hooks before the referee intervened. Britain's Tyson Fury is considered the WBA's heavyweight super champion, as he also holds the WBO version. In Birmingham, London's Bradley Skitty won a unanimous points decision to take the British and Commonwealth welterweight title from Sam Eggington.
Yes, this is Sunny Side of Sports. Now for what's trending on social media, we turn to Andrew Pelicheski. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Douglas. Good to be with you.
Good to be. So what's going on right now? What's trending?
Well, the world is about to mark International Women's Day on March 8th, and that is no exception for the sports world. They're also marking it, in particular FIFA. You know, Gianni Infantino, the new president of FIFA, speaking out, sharing comments. He says, we have to embrace equality, speaking about equality, gender equality in athletics. And so a lot of people are talking about this on social media. You have people using hashtag women in FIFA to talk about this issue and to share Infantino's comments and their hopes. A lot of people saying, let's hope he follows through on his words with actions. They'd really like to see this equality message carry through and actually be carried out. Another thing I saw in social media trending I thought was very interesting about this was a photo of Abby Wambach, who is a member of the U.S. Women's National Team, very famous female soccer player here in the U.S., and Billie Jean King, who, of course, is a female pioneer in athletics, great tennis champion. Mm-hmm. They were both at this conference, so they shared a photo together saying, we're fighting for women's equality in sports across all sports. And a lot of people sharing that photo and saying, what a great message and what a great way to mark International Women's Day.
And especially that, Andrew, that the women have had a lot of road deals as far as FIFA is concerned.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's something that a lot of people are focusing on, saying that FIFA in particular is an organization that can do a lot of good to change this. Of course, you have men's soccer and women's soccer on the World Cup stage. So they said that this is a great opportunity. Many sports are focused solely on men. For example, in the National Football League here in the U.S. is predominantly a male sport. But FIFA is one that they have men and women. So they said this is a great opportunity for FIFA to do some real good here on gender equality.
And quite a good timing, too.
Yes.
Because tomorrow is Women's Day.
Absolutely. I'm sure that's no coincidence. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that it's a concerted effort on the behalf of FIFA to make this an issue, to bring this out in light of International Women's Day. And certainly people are picking up on it on social media.
So apart from FIFA and women's soccer, what else is trending?
Well, the big story here in the United States is Peyton Manning, of course, the famous National Football League quarterback, set to announce his retirement today after 18 seasons in the National Football League. People noting it's interesting his number is 18 that he wears. So number 18 after 18 seasons, it's very fitting, they're saying. Of course, he's the second quarterback ever to beat every team in the National Football League. The only other is the very famous Brett Favre, which I'm sure our listeners will know that name, perhaps the one of the most famous, if not the most famous quarterback in the National Football League. And there's a lot of speculation on social media about what Peyton Manning will do next. Will he be a coach? Will he work for the National Football League in some capacity? Could he end up owning a team maybe one day? He's made a lot of money off of his good play on the field, so maybe he could be a partial owner of a team. Mm-hmm. But a lot of just excitement. Congratulations for him. Of course, he was a quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts and the Denver Broncos, won Super Bowls with each of those teams. So fans from both of those teams are celebrating his legacy on social media.
And he has not, he has not let out what he may intend to do after this, after retiring.
No, a lot of speculation on social media. A lot of people joking that the first thing he's going to do after he retires is just take a nap and relax for a little while. He was the oldest quarterback to win a Super Bowl at 39 years of age. So they're saying some jokes about his age, but they're saying that he should maybe just take some time and relax and enjoy being retired. It's rare that we can retire at such a young age. Oh. So the fact that he's retiring at 39 as one of the most famous sportsmen in the U.S. and arguably in the world, and a very wealthy one. They said that he should enjoy that for a little while, and then we'll see. Maybe he'll be a coach of some capacity or something like that. Maybe he can win some more Super Bowls yet. We'll see.
And again, 39, Andrew, in sports is a very, very old age.
Yes, it is. So, but congratulations to him on a great career.
Well, thanks, Andrew. Andrew will be back again on Wednesday for sports topics that are trending on social media. And that's it for this edition.